This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The strategy for dealing with groundwater contamination in the Ann Arbor area has been crafted in a series of county court decisions. Washtenaw County and the city of Ann Arbor were not allowed to provide input into the hearings. As part of WEMU's ongoing series on remediation of Ann Arbor's 1,4-dioxane plume, Barbara Lucas explores whether scientific input from the local level will ever become part of the process and future legal decisions.
At the April 18th town hall meeting, Ann Arbor Environmental Coordinator Matt Nod announced Attorney General Bill Schuette has agreed to attend local dioxane remediation meetings where valuable scientific information is shared.
We really appreciate that the attorney that's going to be in court representing the DEQ and the citizens of Michigan and Ann Arbor has the best available science, because we're fortunately a really well-educated community and we can tap into local residents who just happen to be hydrogeologists and their grad students are building models of the plume because the company hasn't built a model of the plume that they'll release to us publicly.
He's referring to research by the director of the Environmental Science Program at Wayne State University.
My name is Larry Lemke. I am a hydrogeologist, a resident of Ann Arbor. I've been studying this site for 19 years.
So that's it over there. Can you see it?
Yeah.
I met with Dr. Lemke by Argo Dam to learn more about his findings. He says his modeling shows dioxane could already be reaching the Huron from the Allen Creek drain, where we're standing now. But he doesn't advocate simply pumping and treating more, as there could be unintended consequences.
Such as lake levels dropping or stream flow rates dropping, because these systems are all interconnected with the groundwater flow.
What about re-injecting the treated water?
I'm personally not a big fan of re-injecting the water back into the aquifer.
Because, he says, that can push the plume further. But he has concerns with the current method of discharging treated water that still contains dioxane upstream of Ann Arbor's drinking water supply. He suggests
maybe build a small transmission pipeline that could transport that water back to the Huron River, downstream of Barton Pond, where we get our water supply.
He feels the monitoring wells are so sparsely located that contamination could be slipping past undetected. He advocates placement of wells based on careful modeling. In other words,
more strategic pumping.
He says he'd like to see an opportunity to develop an effective strategy out of court.
You can get more constructive discussions going on the technical side if we can set the politics and the legal stuff aside. Those conversations work better, in my experience, when we don't have lawyers in the room.
He's frustrated the judge didn't hear valuable information.
I'm really disappointed that we didn't have the opportunity to inform the decision maker, the ultimate decision maker on this, about some of the technical realities.
Back at the town hall meeting, Michigan Department of Environmental Quality Director Keith Cray seems open to input.
So now's the time to enter in on the models, on the assumptions, if the numbers aren't right. We're in a community that has a number of PhDs, I bet.
Dr. Rita Locke Caruso is a University of Michigan toxicologist. She says, based on the chemistry and models,
it's expected that 1,4-dioxane moves very efficiently from the mother's blood into breast milk.
She has issues with the idea that 7.2 parts per billion of dioxane is safe for everyone to drink.
We need real action that protects the citizens' health.
The Attorney General is scheduled to attend the upcoming technical meeting of the Dioxane Remediation Group. For folks who want the next steps to include scientific input from the city and county levels, that's a step in the right direction. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Green Room will continue to explore the issues and concerns related to the 1,4-dioxane plume in the Ann Arbor area in the weeks and months to come. To listen to prior episodes of The Green Room, visit the Green Room archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.